This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared that the G7 summit in Britain was an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting that made progress on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, reviving the global economy, and calling out China by name for its bad behavior. Speaking to reporters Sunday, Biden praised agreements on tackling corruption, fighting ransomware, and ending public finance for coal projects. Leaders of the G7 on Sunday signed a declaration vowing to end the coronavirus pandemic and reinvigorate the global economy with $12 trillion worth of support put in place during the pandemic. The concluding statement, known as the Carbis Bay Declaration, recognizes the need to tackle the roots of the pandemic on a global level. The aim is to slash the time needed to develop a vaccine for a pandemic virus to less than 100 days. Nations participating in the summit include Britain, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. That's a grouping of the world's wealthiest democracies. They were joined in the discussion on global health by leaders of India, South Korea, South Africa, and Australia, as well as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Israel swore in a new government on Sunday, ending the 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and making Naftali Bennett, the head of a small, religious, ultra-nationalist party, the new leader of the Jewish state. Bennett will be prime minister for 2 years under a power-sharing agreement among 8 political parties with little in common other than wanting to end the leadership of Netanyahu. After 2 years, Bennett will be replaced for 2 years by Yair Lapid, a one-time finance minister and former TV news anchor who brokered the deal to oust Netanyahu.